Good morning. How are you on this fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you're excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it, even if we have to work. We're going to be glad. We're going to rejoice in it. Be thankful. Give God that sacrifice of praise. Be happy. It's going to be a good day. Yeah, I'm finally about 100% over being ill. I mean, unbelievable. I just cannot stand being sick, because I'm kind of a goer anyways. I like to move. So to just do nothing and to lay around and to be sore, just no. But anyways, this morning I was reading in Psalms, and, you know, there's so much stuff going on right now with the world and this cosmos, and it's so, I don't know, the law, I don't want to say lawlessness, but it's just the iniquity, it's all there. And I just love reading people that have already gone through it and what they're saying, what they say about it. If you go to Psalms chapter 55, it says, "Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication," which is that prayer, personal need. "Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest. Lo, then I would wander off and remain in the wilderness. Selah." It's so, everybody in this, everybody goes through this kind of stuff. This lawlessness, this iniquity, where it's just vibing. Just under vibe. And it he keeps going, and actually I'll keep going. But I just love the fact how he talks about how, if he was a bird, he'd just fly away. And I think we all go through this, where you just need a little bit of rest. You need to get away. Just get away from the situation. You go to God and you pray for that. You pray for that rest, and God will give it to you. But anyways, if you get down to verse 12, it says, "For it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man mine equal, my guide and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked into the house of God in company." Sometimes it's not just the people that are in the outside, but it's the people that's in the within. It's the people that are close to you. This person that was bothering David was a person that was his friend, that would go to the church with him. It was a close colleague, and with sweet words, he just beguiled him. But in the heart, he was actually thinking something different. And there's people like this. But what's so beautiful is that you have the truth, and you can ask God for truth. There is fruit that works in your spirit, that new spiritual nature that you have. And one of those things is fruit. And fruit yieldeth that in and of itself. It's going to keep on producing. You can ask for truth from God to see the truth. Just sometimes, you know, you might not want to see it. Anyways, we took sweet counsel together. Verse 15, "Let death seize upon them, and let them go down quick into hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them." Verse 16, and this is what I keep talking about. "As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, Selah, because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God." You can pray to God to take care of the situation and watch him work. He will work in those situations. Finally, I wanted to finish up with this. If you go to verse 22, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain, support, or keep from falling thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved, slipped, or to stumble." He shall never let you slip and stumble. Therefore, go to God. Cast your burden on God. And it's your burden. It's the things that you're dealing with. It's not just some flowery prayer. It's prayers. It's supplication. Prayers of personal need to God. Cast them on God. Declare them to God and let God take care of them. But you have to lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. And the reason why is because Christ's name has been moved to that position, to that exalted position. You pray to God, you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Cast your burden to God. Have yourself a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Also younger than the sun.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for today and just for the moments therein. I just pray that you, you work with my golf game because I want to lose it. But I also just pray for our business that you just take care of what's going on and, you know, just take care of the moments. I pray for everything that we're about to go through as far as the conversations and the meetings and that those all go really well. And again, I just thank you for each and every moment that you give us in this beautiful life. And I pray for my family and that you just continually take care of them and the people we work with. And I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.